I need someone to say shut up.
Hurry up. How do we do that? Should I? Just go, okay, ready? Watch this, okay? In 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, shut up. Everybody, okay. I don't know how to do it. I'm sorry. Actually, that's what I was thinking for the last couple of minutes. How am I going to, like, say attention? So, first of all, thank you to each and every one of you guys for this experimental. I don't even know what is going to happen right now, but this is the new deal for Sleep Time's Over.
And
yes, every week here until, well, the fire inspector's downstairs, so I don't know what's going to happen. But every week we're going to go for Tuesday night. And it'll be at Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. And we're going to try and keep it under 90 minutes, give or take. Hi. Audio version will probably be longer, and we'll just edit for the video. But also, if you're wondering, I'll just address something that maybe the elephant in the room. Where's the Hawaiian? Where's Kavit the Catalyst? Well, he's in the mainland. He's in got Designer Con. He flew out. I saw him on Sunday. We were at Encore. I was helping him DJ, if you guys watch the IG store, and he flew out with us. Shout out Jay Nads back there. He was there. He's flying there. It was very dusty, and we're there. He's gonna be there for a week, but going forward, he made the decision at right after our dinner, our second dinner, that he's unable to do the show anymore. So I'm like, okay, great. While we're like peaking, great. Thanks, Kat. But he wanted me to continue the show. And I told him, well, I can't do the show with anyone else but you. As far as I can't do it with another guy. So I'm like, you know what? If we're going to do this, I'm just going to take it and go a whole different route. And thus we have the very young, talented, beautiful Jaylene is here. I feel.
Hi.
There we go, everyone. Yes. See? There we go. Yeah.
It is.
Thank you. I was.
He had it ready.
Save me on that one. So that's, I told him if I'm going to do the show, I'm going to do it with a woman. I'm not going to do it again with another guy. We'll have guests on as guys, but so he gave me the blessing. He's really just got to take care of, he's a busy guy. He's a family of two kids. He's doing the shop all by himself. Got a lot of stuff he's got to do, and it's totally understandable. And that's kind of where that all is. I still love him. It's not like we're, you know, feuding. He just texted me today. He was like, okay, hope all goes well, kind of a thing. This is where we are going forward. So we shall see where this goes. I mean, ultimately, the idea was to have this become a late night talk show. So that was, we talked about that from like a year ago. So that's where I'm going to try and head this and take this thing. So that's going to be it. We got this great venue here, the Highbrow Room. I mean, this unique in itself. We got the Lord back there. You guys are drinking, you know? And so thank you. Thank you also to the sommelier. Sky Cameron is here with all of his insight, all of his help.
Yes.
Want to thank, of course, the sponsors. Our first sponsor, Mr. Earl Kaimaki himself, Justin Beemore. Yes.
Thank you.
Our first actual guest that we did a location at was Square Barrels. And it featured the man that we'll be talking to later, Hideo. He's going to be here. Hideo Simon is here. And thanks, everyone, for being here. Let's get this figured out. Let's get this going. All right.
And live from the Highbrow Room, it's Sleep Time's Over. With DJ Zach Morris and Jaylee.
To officially get it going. There we go, that's, oh god. It wasn't as loud as, I can't even hear that one. Keep it going, yes, let's go. Let's go, welcome to our live edition. First ever studio audience edition. Jaylee, how you doing?
I'm all right. Everything all right? Last week.
Yes.
Yes.
I was out of town.
On a trip. Yeah. How was that?
Oh, let's go right into that. Okay. So I just came back from, I went to Dallas. Went to Dallas to watch the Tennessee Titans of July take on the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And basically every 4 years I go there, me and my buddy, it's been since 2010.
Oh, wow.
2010, we went to AT&T Stadium. It was Dallas. It was Cowboys Stadium back then. It was the revamped one. I'm sure you've seen the thing, right? It's like checking into like a 5-star hotel, right? Everything's there. Wagyu beef everywhere. Mild-mannered people, you know. Blazers. A lot of Blazers. It's a football game, but go figure. So 2014 was in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to 2018. We're back in AT&T Stadium, man. I was kind of contemplating, if you watch, you know, the kids, they call that, you know, the IG. I was contemplating whether I should wear a jersey to this thing. Because, you know, this is a different level of, well, yeah, but, you know, it's a football game, you know, different crowd, mm-hmm. you know. It's not the NBA, you know. You got, like, ruffians, mm-hmm. a-holes, you know. And then it's in Texas, right? So, you know, you got that different tier of Howley. You know, you get the redneck Howley. So that's the one that they're not going to, you know, they're packing, right? So I'm like, should I wear? And then I was like, nah, you know what? I don't want to deal with it. I'm just not going to deal with it. But then lo and behold, there's like Titans fans everywhere, Oilers jerseys, Titans jerseys. I'm like, whatever.
I should have done it.
Plus, I was sitting in the what they call the club level. There's different, if you've been to a football game, they have like where all the cheap people go. Mm-hmm. And then they have where like the accounting firm goes, or like the lawyer with his clients, you know. So they have this club level where you go in and there's a buffet. There's all you can eat buffet, free liquor, not on hards though. Very strange that you had to still pay for hards in this. I'll reveal the price of this ticket. Oh, it's time. It's time for the phone where I use that. If it rings again, I'll do it. Answer the phone. It's from Kids in the Hall. Anybody, Jaylene, you got to watch Kids in the Hall. It's this thing.
It's on the top of my to-do list.
It's on Amazon Prime. Oh. And okay, stop. So then you go into this buffet, and every quarter they change the food out.
Oh.
So the first quarter is like prime rib and steak and beef and like, you know.
So like gradually.
A lot of beef. And then, yes, in the second quarter it goes to sushi.
Oh, okay.
Go figure. Third quarter is sandwiches, like almost as big as Earl Kamiki sandwiches. There's big things, pastrami sandwiches, you know. You got the Cubano, you know. But there's literally all these sandwiches laid out. Mm-hmm. And then, well, another thing that goes on there is they get former Cowboys from the past to just show up. They just prop them up.
Wow.
So you just have a former Cowboy just sitting in the corner just like waiting
just
to have someone talk to. Yeah.
Wow.
Jerry Jones, man, that's what he does. So the two notables were, if you remember, you probably don't, Rocket Ismail. Do you remember who Rocket Ismail is?
The name sounds familiar.
Right? Rocket Ismail, right. He was, no, that was Desmond Howard, but Rocket Ismail was, I was going to say he was MVP of Super Bowl. That was Desmond Howard. And also, here's a name, if somebody remembers this, Dat Nguyen. Does anyone remember Dat Nguyen? Vietnamese football player. 5'11".
Wow, never heard of him.
Linebacker, yes, yeah. Yes. Pro bowler. He was a second all-NFL team, second team. He probably let all of us know that when he was sitting there by himself. So he's there, they're just sitting there, and you just can just shake his hand and just, you know, take a picture with him and just smile at him and smile back. So then they have that going on. Mm-hmm. And then main event, of course, the game. Mm-hmm. Brother Marcus is there. Didn't see many Hawaii people there. I don't know if they were hiding. But I saw you guy in UH hat, though. There's a guy in UH hat. That's the only thing that gave away that he was maybe the one local guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I wanted to talk to him or not, if he was going to be weirded out. But so we watched the game. Mm-hmm. First quarter was trash. I was ready to get out of there. But then, lo and behold, they won. They beat Dallas, and then here's the thing. Dallas is quick to get out of there. They get pissed fast. So fourth quarter begins. They're only down 7, okay? Mm-hmm. They're getting out. They're leaving. So everybody's all walking out. I'm like, come on, where are you guys going? You guys are giving up that much? So there's booing going on, and they're only down 7. It's just bizarre. So, I mean, I didn't care. I'm sitting next to, like, all the old Holly people, right? So all the old Holly people are just doing like this, just clapping like this. Just like, no one's standing up. Everyone's sitting down, very nice. Mm-hmm. You know, the clients, the dentist maybe was around, you know, psychologist, all these, you know, the white collars, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was that. They all left. You can still hang out at the stadium 2 hours after the game is done. They want you to keep partying, keep eating, keep partying. Of course, there's nobody there because everybody left. So we're just saying, okay, I'm just going to have a hot dog. I'm just going to have another sandwich. And that's all I basically did. And that was stay in the stadium, you know, live my best life with the rednecks. Yes. So I was there in Dallas. And any other notable things? Oh, here we go. One last thing in Dallas. I was trying to find stuff to do because overall, okay, visiting, I don't know if anybody
I've
else.
I've never heard of things to do in
You're right. So there's nothing to do in Dallas. It's a wretched place. It's just everything is far out. 20, it really is. I tell you, it takes at least 20 minutes to get to something of any remote value. So there was a Six Flags there closed for the season. So I'm going to go there.
Closed then, for the season.
So then, of course, what's next? Right? Do we do? We go to the mall.
Oh.
So I look up the mall that's like 20 miles away or something. And it's an all-female mall. It's a women's mall.
Female. What does that mean?
There's no store for men there. The entire directory had nothing to do with men. No men's clothes.
I've never heard of that.
No.
Establishment.
That's trending. But there was an Olive Garden. So the women love Olive Garden, but then that's it. And then everything else, I don't know. There's all women clothes. Forever 21, Forever 21 Part 2, Charlotte Russe, Mac. It was all there. Nothing for men. So am I allowed in there? Can I walk in? Or what do I, can I say I'm buying a gift? But there was that.
Wow.
Which might work, actually, as like a national thing. You just have women's malls. Because like men stereotypically don't like going to the mall. So that might be a thing.
I hope so.
And you can bring Olive Garden here. You know, all the local people, they want Olive Garden. You like Olive Garden?
I actually went for the first time this summer. And I really liked it, actually. I mean, you know me, I go to California like at least twice a year. But every time I go, I ask one of my family members to bring me there, but it's nothing to them. So they're just like, oh, you want to go there? Like, Olive Garden? I was like, yeah, I've never been. But finally, I got one of my my cousins to take me, and it was a great experience.
Okay, define great.
How
the breadsticks doing? Are they really... You want to keep eating them, or is it it's
the
unlimited?
The breadsticks were all right, but I mean, the food itself. I mean,
because you know what I mean, right?
My experience with Italian food is not like extensive, but it wasn't. It was good, and then the service was great. So I think maybe that's what pushed it to the next level. Shout out Holly for taking care of me. I remember her name. She was a lovely woman.
That's good. That's good. You remember. You always got to remember your service. So the thing with When you go to some place that you hear about and you get excited about, like, okay, like, you know, people go to, say, an In-N-Out,
yes,
or they go to Olive Garden, and because they don't have it, that do you kind of forcefully feel like it has to be great no matter what you do? Your brain is already brainwashed already. Like, you're going to go in there, and it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be the best thing. You genuinely like Olive Garden?
Yeah, I like it. It's not a bad place. I mean, I'm not...
Let's move on.
Is that bad? Am I missing something?
I'm just saying, I mean, okay.
What does the crowd say? Am I missing something? Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
You haven't been to the mainland in how long? Okay. I'm just saying. It's like anything else. Like, okay, In-N-Out Burger.
Yes.
Are you a fan of In-N-Out Burger? Or is it what?
It's an okay place for me. I don't hate it, but it's not as great as like everyone thinks.
Okay. W&M Burger or In-N-Out Burger, which is better?
What was that?
W&M. The one on Wylie Ave. You've never been to W&M?
No. You know me. this is why Rachel tells me that I am not from here. I don't know.
Well, you do speak eloquently.
Thank you.
But W&M is on Wylie Ave. It's been there forever. It's one of those old burger spots.
Okay.
And that would be like, okay, well, another one would be like, say, a Teddy's Burger.
Oh, okay.
You could even count that. Square Barrels Burger. Cheap plug here, huh? Which one? Chubby's Burger, that's right.
Very good.
Chubby's Burger, have you had a Chubby's Burger?
Yes, I have.
All right, okay, Chubby's Burger, In-N-Out. They're right in front of you right now. You can take one. What are you going to take?
Chubby's.
Thinking too long.
Chubby's.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right, it's okay. After the trip. What did you do this past week?
After this, okay, yeah, so there was that was a week we were off, so we fast forward to Saturday. I was at the Pretty in Pink event.
I saw the Boomerang
Bishop Museum.
Yeah, you won something.
Yes. If the kids follow the Instagram and they follow the at guy, I won a box of wine. It was a strange thing. I'm the last person that would drink wine. I have no idea what was going on. They said my name at this thing, and it was a fundraiser for the Cancer Center for Hawaii Pacific Health.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was there. Pig and the Lady was there. Merriman's was there. Encore Saloon. All the characters were there. And I won this box of wine. So
did you have to do anything to win?
You just drop your card in there, and that's all you do. Drop the business card.
Wow.
And apparently they said my name, and I was like, okay, well, what do I do? And then walk up there, okay. And then they did. And I got this wine. I don't know how much it's worth. I could ask, you know, I was asking people out throughout the entire thing. I was texting Mr. Sky Cameron, who was at Bruno Mars. I'm like, screw Bruno Mars, Sky.
Bruno Mars.
Tell me how much this wine is. I don't give a damn. And then, yes, you gave me a value. But then, so I figured I'll open it up to people there. So I'm gonna be like, I'm asking everyone there, like, how much is this? So, of course, the best one was for Mr. a guy named Dave Newman, who some people may know of Pint and Jigger fame and Harry's Hardware. So I show him the box. I'm like, Dave, so what is this? It's $262. We're done. Hashtag eBay. So there was that. After that, then I went over to the place called Nobu.
You weren't DJing that night.
I was not DJing. This was Saturday night.
Enjoyment.
Went to visit a friend who was in town.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at Nobu. Nobu was very quiet because of Bruno Mars. But it was all women at the bar. All women sitting at the bar. And they're all friends of my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the only guy along with him at the bar. So what's going to happen is they're going to come and they're going to come bug me. So earlier that day, I accidentally deleted my Uber app. So
why?
I did not, I don't know what was going on. I wasn't living my best afternoon. So I didn't have the Uber app. So I'm trying to put the Uber app back on the phone. So
mm-hmm.
I'm at the bar. I'm doing the authentication. Here's your code. I'm doing all this stuff. And then the one girl comes up to me. Why are you leaving? I'm like, what do you mean? We have Uber out. I'm like, I'm trying to load it back in because I didn't have it. Why are you being confrontational? I'm like, I'm tired. I just want to go. It's one of the girlfriends of one of the guys that work at Nobu, who was working the bar, and he's laughing at this. No, she does not know me. Of course, that's what they do. The girls, you know, they're running around, they're drinking, they're yelling, right? They're screaming, and then they're finding whichever guy is around to just go and just talk, whatever. So I'm there. She's saying, I'm being confrontational. And she's like, why don't you just calm down? I'm like, I'm tired. I'm not even, what do you want? What do you mean? What do I want? I'm not kidding. This is how the conversation went. And I'm like, what? Where are we going with this? And he goes, what are you getting an Uber for? I'm like, what am I supposed to? Why don't you get a Lyft? I'm like, okay. And then I made the bad decision to say to her, F Lyft. And then she's like, what do you mean? I'm like,
confrontational.
Why does it care? And so then she proceeds. So then I tell her, give me top five reasons why Lyft is better than Uber right now.
What did she say? Did she have anything?
And she goes, well, yeah, of course, sexism, racism. I'm like, oh.
All the isms in the world.
I'm like, what am I going to do there? And then I said, okay, well, there's three more. And he goes, why can't you just stop at those? I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. And then, so then she thinks I'm being angry and confrontational. And I just really want the app to load and get out of there. But there was that, and it proceeded to go on for about 10 minutes. And of course, everybody's laughing as this is going on. The boyfriend to her is laughing at this whole thing, and just like, and he's his local guy. Shout out Landon. No, he's like, oh, don't get her upset, because then, you know, I gotta go home with her. She's gonna yell at me. I'm like, I didn't even know, man. So there's
that.
I'm
just happy that you're the one that's dealing with
it. It was horrible. It was horrible. And then it proceeded to lead to like 11:30 at night. And then finally, I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I'm gonna download the Lyft app. Okay, I got it. Okay, I got the code. I'm putting it in now. Okay, where do you want to go after? I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere after. I told you, I'm trying to get out of here. You want to go to Chingu? No, I don't want to go to Chingu.
That's the worst, you know? Like, especially, I mean, I know I'm supposed to be young and full of life, but when people don't know how to go home, like, it's like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're like, okay, what's the next? What do you mean, what's next? I'm going home.
Well, that's good. See, this is why you're an old soul.
Thanks.
But it was too late. I'm tired. Everyone's tired. Forget it. But these girls are going to Chingu. I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to twerk or whatever the hell the women do. I don't know. Boomerang it. I don't know what they're doing. So then that was on Saturday. And there was something else that you did on Saturday, was it?
No.
Where did you go this?
You are referring to what I did on Thursday.
You were there Thursday, yes.
Yes, I was
Where
at
did you go?
Bruno Mars.
Oh,
yes,
there you go.
I was at the first show.
Shout out Peter Hernandez.
Yes.
Yeah,
very West
that's
Side
right.
Name.
That is.
Peter Hernandez.
Roosevelt, right? That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Get the knife ready. So how was the concert Thursday?
It was great. And you know me, I've been to a lot of shows, but that was one of the most entertaining shows. I've seen Beyonce.
Yeah.
I've seen Janet Jackson. And this is pretty up there.
Right. This is like Michael Jackson 2.0 kind of a thing.
I would say so, especially considering what kind of Would you say that we have a lot of performers in this era?
Well, the ones you mentioned, right?
Chris Brown. I've seen him a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Brown, shout out Sexism. Beyonce.
No, but he put on a really great show. Normally, I find it hard to, like, find the good balance between, like, how much should I record and how much should I, like, live in the moment. And for the most part, like, I got the little bits right in the beginning, but then I wanted to dance and I wanted to be there. And
yes, you are a dancer.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
You love the dancing. But that's a good point. Okay, so when you're at these concerts, how do you determine that? How much do you Snapchat as opposed to what you don't Snapchat? Do you make that decision in the beginning?
I try to make it before. I know it sounds
everybody's got their phone
really out. Late, but I try to make it before I go on and like, okay, like these are the songs that most people know and that they'll probably enjoy seeing when I go on my social media. So I'll get the little bit in there, but I really try to make efforts to not have my phone out so much during these events, just because, you know, I pay the money to be there and to be present and to have these experiences, right. You know. I don't want to be like 30 with kids and like, oh, like I remember recording on my phone and like not looking at the sweat that's falling down his face and how he looked at me, the one person in the crowd. I want to have those stories.
Wearing a thong or like getting a tattoo. It's going to come back to bite you guys. Okay, so there's that. And then here's another thing. You only do Snapchat. About 99% of your stuff is on Snapchat.
Yes.
Versus the IG story.
Yeah.
Now, why is it of a female in your demographic refuse to do the IG story? And all us old people, we do the IG story because it's convenient. Uh-huh. It's all one app. But you guys like the Snapchat only. Why?
I like the Snapchat in general because I like the filters. And then after that, I don't really use Instagram video too much. But the last time I checked, like it cuts you off at like a minute. Snapchat, you can kind of keep it rolling for a good while.
Oh, the continuous video.
Yeah. Right. And that's what I like.
Right. You and the girls with the drinks and then do the... What else are you guys doing in there? Like, twerking. Sorry, I couldn't think of anything. Okay.
No, but it was really great. He had like a message kind of towards the end. You know, he's a Hawaii kid, and I guess telling all the Hawaii kids that are at his show, you know, that there's basically that there's life outside of this rock, which I think is an important message to get out to everyone here.
That is good. Yes.
I feel like there's like either people who love being here.
Yeah.
And then or people that like hated and want to go away. So I think like his message was kind of, I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was kind of like a good in between. Like, you know, there's opportunity out there and you can always come back and give back. And he actually, I don't know if you saw, he's giving back like.
He's giving the Thanksgiving meals. He's giving the 24,000, of course.
Thanksgiving meals, right?
Right.
How fitting.
So he's giving that to for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
The meals. Yes. He gives a message to Hawaii that you didn't remember. shows how strong that one was.
I got the gist of it.
Okay, I just started drinking. Okay, what else did you do? What else happened?
I actually watched some highlights from Camp Flogna. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Have you ever heard of it?
What's that?
Camp Flogna.
Is that like a show on Nickelodeon? Or what is
it? It sounds like it. It's actually, it's been going on for about 7 years now.
Do you got this year? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the show that Tyler, the Creator, and Odd Future, they put on. It's more like, it's a music festival, 2 days, but then it's also like a carnival. So they have like these stages where they come up, and I think like it's actually, I saw the lineup and I've been watching the lineup for a couple of years. It's actually a pretty good snapshot of what's going on, like kind of in pop, R&B, and hip hop. It's a good mashup between that, and they have the whole like they have carnival rides there and Ferris wheels, all that kind of stuff. So
So you got, well, who's there? Kid Cudi's there?
Yeah, Cudi was there with Ye, and they did the whole Kid See Ghost, and apparently that was like a whole big thing. And then they had, who else? They had Georgia Smith. She's an R&B artist.
Post Malone's there.
Post Malone was there. SZA.
All the kids love him. The kids love all these guys.
Jaden Smith. And he said something
be there,
about
of course.
Being his boyfriend. Yeah, for to that
living. They all need to be there.
Oh, Sweatshirt was there.
Well said. Yes.
Yeah. Earl Sweatshirt was there, and I think that was a good showing, because I think before that there's kind of like some, there is rumored to be bad blood between Tyler and Earl, so.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of broke off. Yeah.
Pretty much like all of 2018 music.
Yeah, there's also Pusha T was there, and apparently there is like a big F Drake on his signage behind him, and he blamed it on the tech guy. I don't know how much I believe that. But.
That's a horrible answer, really.
Right? The tech guy.
The tech guy, forget it. The IT guy?
Yeah.
So you did not go to this, right?
I did not. I just watched the
highlights.
Yeah, the streaming of it.
He was watching this on, okay. And then what else, anything else you caught as far as anything on TV or anything that you saw that noted? Were you at Bruno Mars? You saw, speaking of Cardi B, isn't she coming down with Snoop Dogg and
so
Sublime?
Yeah, that's gonna work, huh? At the stadium?
That's not gonna work. I tell you right now, that's not gonna work. There is no one. They're not gonna sell out 32,000 people for Snoop Dogg.
What were they thinking?
This is what they're thinking. I'll tell you what they're thinking. This promoter is. I don't know who this promoter is. Now, if you guys know him, then okay. But it's probably some guy that is probably saying, "I want to be ahead of the curve, bro." And I'm gonna get all the old guys, you know, like Snoop Dogg, and then I'm gonna get like all the girls, cause like Cardi B, right? And then I'm gonna get Sublime, cause you know all the Ollies will come, and I'm gonna get all the people to come, diversify, just like Bruno Mars, man. Then you smoke out. That's exactly what that idiot's doing, and he thinks it's gonna work. It's not gonna work. No. It might work at Blaze though. It's not gonna work. So this guy, probably him and his boys from the OC, they're probably hanging out, smoking weed, doing parkour or something, and this is what they decided to do. Who put up the money for this? I don't know. That's all I gotta say. They love the parkour. They love the parkour. I don't know why it is. But, I mean, why would you put these three together? The people who like Sublime are not going to go see Cardi B.
No.
The people with Cardi B have no idea who Snoop Dogg and Sublime are. So what would be the reasoning for this? So are you going to this?
I'm not. And okay. I don't think I'm even going to be here.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, I'm going to California.
This is a segue.
I'll be seeing Cardi B when I go there. There's another music festival going on called Rolling Loud that she'll be at.
Okay.
So I'll be seeing her there. But speaking of her, there's actually supposed to be like a show that Netflix is coming out with called like Rhythm and Flow. And Cardi B, was it Chance the Rapper and T.I. are supposed to be the judges of this show.
Really?
Rhythm and Flow.
Rhythm and Flow.
And they have these three people.
The spinoff, the Hustle and Flow.
What say you about these judges? Do you think that they are fit to judge Rhythm and Flow?
Well, what kind of competition is this? Is this a hip hop competition? Is this a music competition?
It was like a hip hop competition series, whatever that's supposed to mean. But
this is not going to go very far. I mean, first of all, like, do we know if Cardi B can, you know, put together a paragraph and be like some kind of give a good critique of something of some worth? First of all, we got that. Then we got T.I. who's going to just be like looking for his ex-wife to come out and just go attack him. Then I'll leave down to Chance the Rapper. Will Chance the Rapper be able to hold down this show? Because he'll probably be like the foundation of the show with those two yahoos on the side. So
shaky foundation, if you ask me.
Well, that's why it's a Netflix show and it's not on a... can just quickly on-demand that one and get out of there.
True.
So here's another one. You also mentioned to me earlier today you wanted to bring this up.
I think it's more for like...
I don't even want to bring.
How about you
bring this up? I don't even want to deal with it.
So another potentially terrible thing in the works is the Detective Pikachu movie that's supposed to be coming out, and that even right doesn't that even sound comical? What is that? Is that what it's called? I think yeah, Detective Pikachu. And I really don't know how it's gonna do. Like Ryan Reynolds is supposed to be the voice of Pikachu. That in itself makes me think that it's like almost like a parody.
Okay.
And the Pokemon lovers, I feel, are going to take this pretty hard.
All right. A couple things. Why, if you're going to do a movie about the Pokemon, are you going to make fun of them? You're going to alienate the people that like them. And then here's the thing with Pokemon, too. Like, what? Why is it like mostly guys are into Pokemon? Why is that? Now, I know a lot more guys that are into Pokemon Go than I know a lot of them.
Like, is that your
I just want to know why.
Of it, like a Pokemon Go, or were you? I mean, I know there's a little bit of an age.
I'm sure there's a universe of this. But
yeah, there is that I grew up with. That everyone that I know,
right,
grew up with, not just guys but girls as well.
Well, right now I'm talking about the people of my demographic.
Okay, so your demographic.
And the people in my demographic are male. And they play Pokemon. And they're playing it religiously. Yes.
Still.
Why? They got other things to do, like get a job. Maybe get a career, figure out what they want to do in life. Maybe, you know, get out of their parents' basement, okay? Why is that the case? Now, you guys, you know, the under 25s, you guys can run around, do all whatever you want. Just live your best life, go to college maybe. But these guys are in their 40s playing Pokemon Go, walking around Kakako Park. Good God help them all.
This is and the excitement looking in their life, I guess.
That's an issue, okay? That's a problem, okay? So all I'm saying is, you're gonna put this movie out. You're gonna alienate who knows, and where is this even gonna go? Who's gonna even want to watch this thing? Is anyone gonna watch this movie? Detective Pikachu? Doesn't that just make you roll your eyes? Or are we gonna secretly watch this? And I got one. All right, okay, we got one. Who doesn't have kids? Who doesn't have kids? We can't use that as a crutch. All right, fair enough. Okay, so you're excited about this movie?
Not really. No.
Okay, well, let's move on. Moving on. What else we got?
I know you sent me something about, and is it because I used to live in Pearl City that you sent me this about love in Pearl City? Like, if you're looking for it, that's not the place for you.
Well,
like, we made a. This is Pearl City was the only Hawaii city to make it on this list of
that is correct.
Place to find
love. Ironically, though, Honolulu, the 16th best city for a single. So you see the comparison there, which means don't frown, stay in town, bro. It's all about town. No one go. I literally just made that up now.
There we go.
So you're gonna make that a t-shirt. There's only so much budget we got, but I'm just saying. Pearl City, what is that? I can tell you why.
Why?
Pearl City was in the news on the show before. We brought this up as the happiest city in America. And the reason why is because there's a lot of old people. And there's a lot of old Asian people. And they got nothing else better to do with themselves than go to Pearl Ridge and go hang out and maybe get senior coffee and then do nothing. So therefore, that's why it's going to correlate with single people. Because these guys could care less. They're married 50 years, 60 years. There's no single people in Pearl City. Where are you gonna go? Name bars in Pearl City that you'd go. What they got over there? What Home Bar, the sequel over there? What they got? They got not Arm Bar.
I am very.
I am all right. Pumpkin Crunch for the win. Exactly. Well, if you want to go meet that special guy,
that's the place.
You can go to Iabo, get Pumpkin Crunch. There's no one going anywhere in Pearl City. Would you go if you had a choice, town or Pearl City? Where would you go to find the gentleman caller?
Probably town, honestly.
Anna Miller's. They have good bread, I think. You get the pie?
The pie.
Oh, Bravo. Bravo's got the bread. See, yes. You can go back to back. You can go get the bread.
And
get
then Anna the pie.
That's a date. And then you can go to, what's that other? Monterey Bay Canners. Ramen Cokes for the win. All right, well, enjoy.
Blue Tropics.
That's right. That's right. Some people go there.
Tony Romas.
Okay, I guess we have a lot of places we can go to.
Look it.
So, Jaylene, write your list. And on top of that, now there was this thing I sent you.
Yes.
Speaking on the topics of love, I don't know if you guys caught this story, but a man in Japan decided to the other day marry his hologram. I'm not making this up.
Married a hologram.
He married an actual hologram.
40 people in attendance. 40 cosigners.
He had a wedding.
This.
The wedding cost $17,000 to marry a floating hologram, a 16-year-old girl.
16-year-old?
16-year-old girl. So that begs. There's a couple questions here. One, does that make him a pedophile? Two, who's more whacked out, the guy or the 40 people going to this thing? That is what's been happening. That was just the other day. What do you think is going on in the dating world in Japan? What do you think of holograms?
I don't know, but on a serious note, I've heard that there's some stuff going on in Japan, like psychologically with the men over there. On a serious note, yes.
Really? What's going on in Japan with the men?
They're having like an issue with these young males about having to go out and socialize, and they have like hermits basically, and so maybe this is a compromise. If they can't go out and socialize, they just have these hologram girlfriends that...
You just made the tone very scary right now. It's very, very strange.
This is a but serious matter.
It's very serious. Well, I mean, you could talk to brother.
16-year-old, too. How old is the man, do you know?
The man is 40.
40, and once a 16-year-old...
These old guys, they better figure out their life.
Is
he
consummate?
They...
The question...
We will say yes. Let me pull this up. I'll pull this article up because I know you guys are all very excited. I put this let's see where I can pull this up here real quick so I can read the full thing here. He married him just the other day. I just found this on a whim, really. He's 35-year-old. I search. He's 35-year-old guy, virtual reality singer named Hatsune Miku. And 16-year-old animated girl with saucer eyes and aquamarine pigtails. When it cost $17,600. 40 people watched as he tied the knot with Miku present in the form of a cat-sized stuffed doll. And he also made prominently known at the wedding, I've never cheated on her. I've always been in love with Miku-san. So that shows where our world's going. He got a $2,800 desktop device to have her float for the ceremony.
Wow.
For the, I guess, what the vows. And 40 people attended. Let that sink in, everyone. Maybe we should go to break at that point. I don't even know.
That's it for a second.
It just comes down to if the world, if the dating world got really bad, and you just like, you know, you're saying it's hard. The dating world in 2018 is hard.
Yes.
Like, nobody knows what they're doing. They don't know how to talk. What would be the last case scenario would you do? Like, I know you wouldn't get a hologram of a guy. Like some guy look like, you know, Drake, but... What would you do? What would be your last resort? Would you just say, I'm just going to be an asexual? What would you do?
I would... It's tough.
It's a deep question. Yeah. Right before we go to break, too.
Olive Garden gift card.
Yes. That's how to win my
heart.
That's
a start. All right. I won't put you on the spot. Let's take a break. We'll be back. We got coming up. We have many guests. Many characters will be coming up. We have Hideo, Simon. Square Barrels Pine Trees will be coming up later. Let's go take a break. Sweet time's over.
I would play for the other. Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
We are back with the man that just announced to me just now.
Tooting my own horn.
Veterans Small Business Person of the Year Hawaii.
Yes.
Oh,
it's me.
I'm at Hideo Simon.
Excellent.
You're going to explain to us what
for a whole year.
For a whole year. Of 2017?
It'll be until 2019.
For 2 years?
No.
2017 to 2019?
It's 19. It's 18 now. And
okay.
It'll be 19 next
this
year.
This is a very complicated award.
It's all right. Just keep it moving, man. Keep it moving.
Wow. When did you receive this now?
I just got it on Friday. Yeah, there was a big ceremony in downtown over at the Mink Center of Business. So it was it's a big deal.
And it's because of the, as if everyone doesn't already know, co-owner.
Correct.
Pine and Jigger.
Yes.
Square Barrels.
Yes.
How are everything going there? What's the latest on those two
now
spots?
Harry's Hardware.
Now Harry's Hardware, that's right. Three places. Yeah. Of course you get this award.
And then there's a real estate investment firm that I'm also part owner of. But that's not quite as exotic as
things. It doesn't raise the eye as much, but...
Yeah. It doesn't.
Who isn't a realtor in a while?
Right.
Yeah, they're rare.
Yeah.
So what's the latest on Square Barrels and Pint and Jigger? What's the latest news on these spots?
So Pint and Jigger has been trucking along as usual. You know, it's got the good stuff with the cocktails and the beers on tap.
And Dave Newman.
And Dave Newman, of course.
Can't forget.
And then Dave is devoted most of his time over there at Harry's Hardware Emporium and making fantastic drinks over there.
And I know you're happy about about that being open.
Oh yeah,
I just want to say that.
Yeah, yeah. I killed myself with that place.
As I would walk over to record at the store, I would cut through Pint.
That's right.
Because I would immediately park there.
Yeah.
Until they got pissed. Yep. So I would park there at Pint, and then I would walk through, and I would see this guy.
Yep.
Literally just sanding things down, sawing with Diet Pepsi right there, and he's just sawing away. Look at his
Coke,
face.
Man.
He's got this face.
You can't drink a Diet Pepsi.
Oh, sorry. It was a diet beverage.
It was a diet beverage. Yeah.
And you were just really into bubbly. It. So all of the work you see in Harry's Hardware, this gentleman right here to my left.
Yeah.
You really worked hard on that.
Out of the raccoon eyes from all the books I was
chopping
down. Yeah,
you look really like out of it.
Like an inch thick of pulp on my arms. It was ridiculous.
So appreciate that next time you guys go to Harry's
Hardware.
Yes,
please do. Because that was like, 6 months, I think? I was just in there like a hermit for 6 months.
You didn't look too well. Man.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. You didn't look good. But you weren't living your best life then.
No, it wasn't.
No. Yeah. How Square Barrels doing?
Not my best life. Square Barrels is doing fantastic. Thomas Ray
Yes.
is my business partner over there. He's also a veteran. So okay. That is a majority-owned veteran business, small business.
Oh, okay.
So, Thomas Ray is doing fantastic things over there. He's got the beer dinners, the whiskey dinners, the wine dinners, all kinds of stuff. So he's made big moves. Our chef over there, Chef Sean, he's also part owner now. He's pairing all these great drinks with some great food. So very rustic.
It's a great venue. Every week there's some kind of a thing going on. A lot of events.
Yep.
There's the stand-up comedy night.
There's a stand-up comedy on Thursdays, yes.
Every Thursday?
Every Thursday is stand-up comedy. And then sometimes they have special headliners that come in on Saturdays. It kind of depends on the week. But,
right. You
know, we'll do different kinds of big events on Thursdays. Because we do the trivia on Tuesday nights.
Oh, the trivia night.
Right. So trivia, sometimes we have like these big tournaments on Saturday. And then big headliners for comedy come on Saturday as well. So, yeah. All good things over there at Square Barrels. And it's a little tough to find. It's in downtown. But we serve from lunch to dinner. And our lunch is a big smash. You know, we just get hit for like an hour and a half just nonstop. But the cool thing is, if you've got tickets that you got to pay for your traffic violations, then you can park at Bishop Square, go pay your tickets, and then have a beer at Pint or at Square Barrels.
That's correct.
And then you get 2-hour validation. Boom.
Wow.
$2.
You're done. I never thought of that. Yeah.
Also, after 5 o'clock on weekdays, it's 2 hours for the rest of the night. So you can go there, you can session, and then drink till close, and then it's $2. So downtown is tough to find parking.
Right.
So if you
that's a very underrated thing you bring up because Square Barrels has a parking structure.
Yes, right above it.
Right, I mean
Bishop Square.
You got all these guys, all these hipsters, man. They're going to Hotel Street. They're trying to figure out where to go to get to Lucky Belly and all that. Forget it. You got a parking structure here. With I have to say also, best burgers in town. Man.
Thank you.
Burgers,
thank
you. I'm serious. This is not like a kiss-ass moment here. The burgers, every single, the Wagyu burger.
Kiss A?
Exactly.
Are you really allowed to say ass?
I don't know.
Sorry. Okay.
We're making it up as we go along.
That's cool.
Wagyu burger, $5. I have to do the truffle burger, the newest one. The truffle shuffle, yes. The new menu. $5 again.
Nice.
There's an elk burger with a chorizo.
The Eland, yeah.
Yes.
The Eland burger is a variation of the antelope. It actually comes from Mihal.
Okay.
What's that? The dad bod, yes.
Yes.
And the Misfit, of course.
That was
The drive-thru burger is what we get started with. And it's always been about local products with Square Barrels. So we started off with Molokai Ranch. We were doing beef from there. And then venison was actually coming from Molokai at the time, too.
Yeah.
So we have a venison burger. Now our venison comes from Maui. Our beef comes from Molokai and Big Island.
Yeah.
And then we do lamb burger sometimes. That comes from Niihau. And then the Eland burger also comes from Niihau. So we try to do a bunch of stuff that's all locally.
No, you've got an extensive menu. You've got pastas on there. You've got there's the cheesesteak on there. You've got the Cubano on there. And
all the love is always back to the burger.
It's a great spot, man. And that's why we did the first Sleep Times Over dinner.
Yep. Yep.
Which Justin curated.
Justin
the menu.
Was there.
See, it's all curated. It's a segue thing. Yes.
That was good stuff.
That was a fun one. That was a
fun night. Yeah.
Wild night, wasn't it?
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people serving water. we won't go there. So as far as who comes up with these beer dinners and who's the creator of like? It seems like they're every week. You have a beer dinner, wine dinners. Is it you, Thomas? Or?
Yeah, it's a collaborative effort. I think Thomas is definitely the mind behind all of this. Insanity. So he's the guy who's been quarterbacking everything from the wine dinners and the wine agreements and all that stuff, as well as the whiskeys and all that.
He has a term. We give him we have a name for him on the
Do
show.
Do you?
Yes.
The
head Holly in charge.
Yeah.
It's only fitting for his rugby.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's 6'5". So
right. I mean, yes. Don't you don't want to mess with this Holly. Right.
Plays rugby. He's huge.
Howley plays rugby. That's not.
He's the only guy that out of any of the businesses that I'm extremely afraid of every single time that I walk through the front door.
He does have like a dangerous looking demeanor.
He's,
you know,
he's dangerous.
Say the wrong
his hands.
Thing, you know?
It's like mitts. You know,
he would just destroy you with his hands, right? And just anyway. Look at you, stare at you.
Yeah.
Yes. Shut up, Thomas.
Yeah.
Too bad.
But yeah, I mean, we do some really cool dinners over there at Pint and Jigger as well. I mean, we've had some fun little cocktail dinners and.
Right.
And then we do some beer dinners, tap takeovers over there at Pint Jigger, but one thing about Square Barrels that we always do is we always devote as much as we can, well, at least a significant percentage to locally provided goods or products, and that's the thing about the taps. We've got 24 beers on tap at any given time, and you don't know which ones they are because unless you look at the menu, because they're all you know, outfitted
all right.
with the chrome handles.
Right.
Just like you got those right there.
Right.
So you make that assumption, right? Aloha beer only, right, over here. But 24 taps, 18 is always dedicated to locally brewed beers. I mean, not beers that are brewed for local breweries.
Right.
Beers that are actually locally brewed, which is like this place here, Aloha Beer, fantastic beers. And then they're brewed right out here,
right
outside the door.
Wow.
You got Waikiki Brewing, who does amazing beers down the street. We got Lanikai up there in Kailua. We've got Stubum Stonewall that's doing stuff down in Chinatown. And, Maui Brewing is always doing some amazing stuff out there in Maui. And Big Island Brew House.
Right.
Phenomenal.
And
we got Kauai beers. So, you know,
right,
it's just great. Yeah.
I mean, what
the amazing part is like you got these amazing beers that are being brewed right here in Hawaii,
yeah.
which you would have never thought of being even available when we first got started with Pint Jigger. When we first got started with Pint Jigger, I mean, it was just a handful, like maybe 3-4 guys that you could actually pick from. But now with, you know, the way things are moving, it's
right.
it's great. You
if
know?
I might ask, how did you get into this?
How did I get into it?
Yeah.
Well. I don't know. Did I talk about this?
That was
about
the last
this
episode.
Yeah, that was it the
that last
episode?
Show.
Yeah, it was. It
you
was.
Know, Hideo,
was.
You just want to show you're a three-timer.
Am I?
This is your
yeah,
third
I am.
Time
I am.
On the show.
I am.
You were
I am.
There for the first one, the
yeah.
Search for Square Barrels, the episode.
That's right. Search
you're
for,
there for the first year
Search
anniversary
for Animal Chin.
We did like skateboarding
all.
Talk, like
yeah,
no
yeah,
one cared about.
Yeah, nobody cares.
No one cares about skateboarding.
We were all into the go skater, go home stuff. And everyone was like,
yeah,
whatever.
Well, for myself and for any new listeners.
To share with you, yes.
All right.
Good point.
So, I don't know. I don't know. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. So when I was 13, I started drinking beer. I was living in Taiwan, of all places, and they didn't check IDs when you go to the corner store. So I started drinking Taiwan beer. You look for it. It's just like a light lager or whatever. And my buddy, we would go skating, and then we would hit this convenience store. We'd go sit at the bus stop, and we would tank down like 3 each, you know, it was a 6-pack. So I know that's weird, and I don't know if that's even available, you know, are we allowed to say this on radio, but that was the deal.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my first paying job ever, not outside, you know, outside of family, was when I was 14 years old. I was working for Jack in the Box. And I worked for Jack in the Box. The reason why I did that was because I wanted to fund my own skateboarding company. And I took every single paycheck, and I threw all of that into skateboards. And t-shirts and all that stuff and ramps, you know, we would host these little skate competitions and stuff like that. But basically what it came down to was I working at Jack in the Box, I loved the burgers, and then I loved beer from a very early age. And even when I was at UH, I was drinking Coors Lights, and I was
as you should
and I was eating burgers at Jack in the Box, you know. And And then when I went to grad school back in San Francisco, I was eating Wendy's and drinking Sierra Nevadas, you know, Sierra Nevada Pale Ales. I mean, I upgraded, you know. It was like craft beer and craft burgers. But that was it. And I always loved the burgers and beers. So when we started Pint and Jigger, it was more of a brainchild with our other partners, you know, Darren Ogino, his wife, Nikki. And then it was me and Grace and Dave Newman. And Dave Newman was coming from Nobu. He was, you know, well-versed in just about every cocktail, many, many years of experience. So that's what we did. And then when, after a while, I still kept falling back to this whole burger and beer thing. I mean, that's what I really wanted. I mean, that was deep down inside my love, my passion. And believe it or not, that was actually going to be in San Francisco. Originally, I went into escrow for a spot back in San Francisco, and then, you know, raising kids out here in Hawaii, it was just an impossibility. We couldn't figure out the logistics on that. So I changed, you know, switched gears. I talked to my broker, and then we found that spot down there in Bishop Square, and we started Square Barrels. It's been about 3.5 years now.
Yeah, wow. Pine Trigger was 2012?
2012, yeah. It's been six and a half almost. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
Because that kind of stuff was just, you know, nobody even...
No one was doing that in 2012.
Nobody was doing that in 2012. Right. And, you know, big ups to Troy and Tony back then when they were bringing some fantastic craft beers from the West Coast. Ballast Point was putting out that Sculpin IPA that they actually brought to Islands. And when we first got started, there was only a handful of craft beers that we could choose from. You know, Coronado, Ballast Point, obviously, North Coast. All these guys were just getting started out here. But it was great because we had the opportunity to provide what I guess a lot of people are calling gastro pubs.
Right. Back in the day. Right?
Yeah.
I basically went to Pint because of Dave. Because I used to go to Nobu.
To Nobu, that's right.
Dave
that's
was
right.
the bar manager.
Yep.
And he had all the cocktails there that he took all to
did
Pint.
Amazing stuff, yeah.
And that was kind of led to the whole evolution of it. We were at Pint from like day one.
Yep.
And it's just the culmination of everything. And there's like so many of these places now. It's amazing.
And it's great because we have a lot of regulars that still frequent Pint and Jigger after all these years, which is, you know,
it's a crazy thing.
We couldn't have asked for anything better.
And at Square Barrels, there's a notable thing that, correct me if I'm wrong if you still have this, you have an actual seat from Giant Stadium.
Oh, at Square Barrels, yeah.
Square Barrels, yes.
Right, yeah.
From, so, you're a San Francisco Giants
Because I'm a San Francisco
fan.
Giants fan, yeah. I grew up in the Bay Area.
Right.
I was born in Palo Alto. Always a big fan of the Giants from way back when, back in the 80s.
Right.
I know that's kind of tense time stamp.
Holy
shit. Oh. Sorry about that. Yeah. I said shh.
It's fine.
Shh.
You know the thing with expletives in these shows is the only reason why we don't do it is because apparently if you swear on a show,
you can't get to
Africa.
Oh. Okay.
Africa does not allow. I'm serious.
And we want Africa.
Yes.
We want Africa.
Yes.
Okay. We're strong in the Congo.
We're going strong.
So really,
we're strong in the Congo.
Zimbabwe is their cat. They're wanting to know what the next one is. So if that's just the only reason, so you're fine. But as far as we talked about,
So yeah, the seats.
Yes, the seats.
So I've always been a huge San Francisco Giants fan. When they demoed Candlestick Park, which is where the Niners played for many years, and the Giants played for many years. When they demoed that, then of course I jumped on the website and I bought my two seats.
How much was that? How did you do that?
I don't remember. I think it was like maybe a grand or something like that. Okay. I mean, if you wanted it signed by one of the Hall of Famers, like Will Clark or something like that, then it was like $3,000 or $4,000 or something.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I bought those things and I had them shipped to my uncle's house, which is, you know, in the Bay Area, and then I eventually put it on a pallet and send them out here. So yeah, if you go to Square Barrels now, you'll be able to walk through that little hall and you'll be able to sit down in one of those while you're waiting for one of the toilets. It's weird, but it's cool.
Well,
and you'll see the certificate of authenticity as you're sitting in the chair. Like, oh, there it is, Candlestick Park. We were talking about like, okay, well, we'd run some old footage or something like that from all the Candlestick games and stuff.
Like,
like the old Earthquake World Series.
Right, we could show the time they played the Angels in the World Series.
Oh, yeah. No. We won't show that. Because that's not from Candlestick. That's from
AT&T. From the news. AT&T, yes. Okay, thanks.
Nobody cares about that.
Well, speaking of the toilet, how the Giants
nobody cares
doing,
about that.
How the Giants do, since you got them near there, how the Giants do this past season? What's your summary of the Giants?
It's fair.
Very hardcore fan.
Well, hey, we're riddled with injury. That's all I can say. Riddled with injuries. So Madison Bumgarner, who's our ace, right? He breaks. He fracture in the hand on the last day of spring training. So, yes. You know.
Yes, and that was it.
What are you gonna do?
Shut it all down.
And then who else broke their hand? Belt broke his hand.
Right.
Strickland Brandon broke his hand.
Yes.
They all broke their hands. Everybody broke their hands. So what do you got? You got triple A and maybe some double A. That's it. That's all you got.
And then here's a...
Strickland broke his hand on his own accord, but anyway, he broke his hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Did McCutcheon?
He blew it close. McCutcheon?
Broke his hand? Yeah.
Yeah, he broke his
hand. Why did you guys pick him up? What was the deal with that? Just to just kind of band-aid something?
Well, yeah, you know.
Okay.
But McCutcheon and Longoria, both of those guys, throw a bunch of money at these guys, and then... What did they bat? What was like sub 200 on the first 2 months of the season? I don't know. We won't get into the details of that.
I don't want to rile you up too much, but let's go.
But what happened to the Angels? I mean, you got this star Ohtani, and you know, they didn't show up.
He did win Rookie of the Year. I'm very honored that he won. I didn't think he deserved it. But let's just say that,
He's still got
both
Trout.
Teams aren't doing well. These Trout guys needs to get out of there.
Let's get out of there.
Trade Trout, reset the whole situation. Right. No one's following this conversation that we're having right now, but it's fine. I don't know who watches baseball, but I'm
nobody
just
watches
say.
Baseball. Nobody watches baseball.
It's like a game of chess. So we're gonna take a break here, and then we're gonna come back. We've got Justin coming, and any final any events coming up that you wanna plug here right off the bat? Anything coming up soon?
Man, I wish Thomas was
here. he's all about this.
And or Dave.
What would Dave say right
I'm
now?
I'm sorry. Okay, I don't have any. But I do want to say, if you want to come visit us at Pine Sugar and Square Barrels, please do so. And Harry's Hardware.
Yeah,
wow, a fantastic place. Okay. Yes.
All right, sir. Everyone.
Text me for information.
What, you'll return the text?
Huh?
I'll return the text? Okay.
Just don't say the number.
Okay. All right, Hideo Simon, everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
That was nice. That was good. That was good. We are back. Sleep Time's Over. We're going to end this one out with another one of our sponsors, another great man, Justin B. Moore, is here.
Yeah.
Justin B. Moore.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you
having
again.
Me. I appreciate it.
Technically so third much. Time on the show as well, because you created
I feel like it's the second time, really, I've sat down and talked to you guys, but I guess third time
third
overall with the dinner.
The dinner?
You know?
You created the dinner.
The dinner that we didn't refill waters at.
That was
the whole entire time.
Yeah.
That was a fun dinner. That was definitely a big learning experience
for us. It was a party.
It was fun. We had a good time doing it.
Yeah. So for the people that realize, we've called you Justin B. Moore on the show before for the fact that you're from Baltimore.
I'm from Baltimore, yeah.
But the real last name of you is, if you could.
Yeah, it is. So my real name is Justin Hussein Parvizi Motla. That's my real name. I never even dropped the middle name on you guys before.
That's, no.
Yeah, so I don't even know if you guys knew that. Yeah.
No, we did not know that the middle name was Hussein.
We can go with Justin B. Moore. So when I was younger growing up, a lot of people, they just called me Parv. Instead of Parvizi Motla on the back of all my sports jerseys and stuff like that, it was always just Parv.
What sports were you playing with that long name?
I played basketball and baseball pretty much. That's it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. I tried to play football 1 year. That wasn't the best year.
Well, receiver.
For me. Yeah.
So, what's the latest with Earl Kai McKee, man? What's going on?
Earl Kai McKee is going great. There's honestly no complaints over there at that store. So we have right now like a 275 square foot, maybe 300 square foot store in the back of a parking lot behind Happy Days, the Big City Diner.
Exactly.
It's a very small, like kind of off the beaten path kind of place. A lot of people would say maybe it's like the hole in the wall kind of spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that place is doing great. No complaints there. Business is great. Sales are great.
Yeah.
Every single day we're lucky and thankful that we have a lot of customers come through the door.
Yeah.
So everything is good. We just try our best to just do cool specials and give back to our customers.
Right.
You know, and just do cool stuff over there.
No, sandwiches are great, man.
Yeah, so no complaints there. We got some cool stuff coming up over right around the corner, actually.
Yes.
Kaka'ako. Yeah.
Let's talk about that here.
Pretty soon.
No, long time coming. So
long time.
Let's talk about Kaka'ako. What's going on? What's the timetable here?
So Kaka'ako, we signed our lease for Kaka'ako maybe about 10 months ago. We signed a lease for Kaka'ako.
Okay.
And we were expected to open maybe like 4 to 5 months after that. You know, we were very ambitious about how we could really just get our architects and our contractors and everybody on board, get the whole entire construction process rolling. It didn't work out like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if anyone's dealt with a build out here in Honolulu. I think our buddy Hideo in 3 weeks. What was the thing you guys used to say? 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah. Hideo, you know this one.
So Aaron told me a story, and I was telling people about that, about how like people were asking me. I started saying 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Might as well.
I started
Dave
saying.
Dave Newman will sign off on that for you.
Yeah. So honestly, we had our little hiccups and delays, the whole entire just architecture process and dealing with contractors and architects and the DPP, which is the Department of Permitting and Planning. That's what the DPP stands for. Yep. Just dealing with those guys, it's a process. Very lengthy process. Takes time. So honestly, we're at the point right now where we started building. We just broke ground.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did that 2.5 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And hopefully we're going to open in February.
Where in Kaka'ako is
it? It's going to be, so if you were to think of like the smug epicenter of Kaka'ako, where all the really cool stuff happens, you would think of maybe Arvo. It's Salt. Yeah.
Salt.
So the backside of Salt, they have Arvo and Bevy on the very backside. And then like right across the street, there's like the Dry Bar. Anybody heard of that place before where it's that you get your hair blown out or whatever? You know?
You did that, Jaylen?
No, but I've heard of it.
Have you ever gotten your hair blown out at Dry Bar?
No, I haven't.
No?
We'll go tomorrow. We'll
you guys, you got some hair up there. You can get it blown out.
I'll try to blow it out as much as I can. So that, because I wanted to ask you, where the exact location of this was, and that is it.
Okay. So Arvo, Bevy, and then Dry Bar is here, and then we're like right across next to the Island Urgent Care. Right.
Oh, I know exactly.
Yeah, so there's this corner right there where it's like Arvo, Bevy, Dry Bar, Island Urgent Care, us. And whenever they do the Honolulu Night Market, they have that big event over there in Kaka'ako. They kind of block the street off. And the middle of the night market is like right on the corner where our store is going to be.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, so it's actually a really good location. And once we actually get open and get everything going, it's going to be pretty cool.
400
Kiabe, baby. This guy lives over there. That's it. Yeah.
He's eating there every day.
Yeah. So this guy was telling me earlier, he's been walking past the coming soon sign for about 10 months now.
Wow.
And he's like, he's like, it's not that soon. Yeah, it's like, it's not that soon. You see coming soon for 10 months, it should be coming eventually. It shouldn't say.
We all should come eventually. Right?
Eventually.
I'm sorry.
No, but so originally it was maybe April, and then we pushed it back to October. And then now we're like February, it's going to happen.
Okay.
And if it doesn't happen in February, then it's going to happen
Troll
in February.
Already.
Yeah, it's going to happen in February.
They have a sign in my building now that says they're pouring concrete for you guys.
This is actually a funny story. We're not pouring concrete tomorrow, but we're pouring it the day after tomorrow. And I hired a contractor, and he was like, hey, do you want to maybe potentially like save money on the build out? You can help with certain things. And I was like, okay, cool. That sounds great. Like, I would love to help. And like, I love saving money. I love it a lot. I would love to do that. And he was like, you can help lay the whole entire rebarb. I guess that's like the metal rods. I swear to God. He told me that I can help him lay the rebarb for the concrete. And tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I'm going there to lay the rebarb for the place.
Get that discount, man.
I wake up. Yeah. So it's kind of late, right? It's kind of late right now. You know, but whatever. We're going to do whatever it takes, whatever we have to do.
It's not going to delay the opening.
Wow.
I hope not. I mean,
I'd rather you not.
I mean, really.
Hey,
I can lay the rebar. He told me it was easy.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So when this finally goes down, what are we to expect? What's the differences that we're going to see as opposed to Kaimaki?
So the big difference is going to be everything because we're not going to do the same menu.
Oh.
So we have a menu over at our Kaimaki store. We have 10 sandwiches over there in our menu.
Yeah.
We have a couple appetizers. We're going to do none of that.
Wow.
Yeah, none of that at all. So a lot of people, whenever I tell that to people, they're like, what? Are you serious? Like, this works over here in Kaimaki. Why are you doing that, you know?
Right.
And we're just like, we're not the kind of company that's just going to, like, sit back and be complacent and be like, this works. Like, we want to incentivize people that come here to, like, go over there and, like, go to our new store and try something else and try something different. And honestly, like, I have a lot of, like, I wouldn't say free time, but, like, what's to stop me from, I can come up with 10 new sandwiches. Like, we can do that,
right?
You know? So we're going to have a whole entire new menu.
great.
Over there. And that's one of the main things that I think that's like the big selling point, I think, for the new store. And also we're gonna have not longer hours, but like because we're open 10 to 8 right now.
Yeah.
Over in Kaimuki. We're gonna open I think 10 to 9 in Kaka'ako.
Okay.
But we're gonna have the ability to do like couple burgers and make our own french fries and like we're not a burger spot, we're still gonna be a sandwich place, but we're gonna have maybe like one or two like burgers on there.
Okay.
You know, so we'll have like the Earl burger or like right,
and then availability something for dine-in as well. And
so over in Kaimuki we have maybe like 8 seats, you know, very yeah, tiny, very small.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if anybody here has been there. You've been there, some of the people have been there, but the new store is gonna have like 40 seats.
Wow, that's awesome.
Excellent. Yeah, so even though most of the restaurant is still going to be the kitchen space, we have this whole entire bar counter that wraps around like the outside of the dining area.
Yeah.
And we're going to have about 40
40
seats.
That's great.
And then, of course, the other question, will there be a bar?
So, honestly, I want to get a liquor license.
Yeah.
And if we do it, it's going to be beer and wine only.
Okay.
We're not going to serve any of the stuff like the Lord Ben Flores does. Nothing like that. Nothing to that caliber, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which we had some great drinks here tonight. Had a couple of drinks and they're super good, very good. But if we do it, we're gonna do beer and wine only.
No, so it's gonna be a big adventure then. So it's gonna be, you're gonna be open later, dine in.
Yeah.
Square footage on this is gonna be
1106.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's a decent square footage.
Wow.
Yeah.
And much as like how you're gonna progress Earl, the brand of Earl, we also let's get into your progressive thinking on the state of hip hop.
Okay, I love it.
The kids, they call it rap music. They love it. So
yeah, I love hip hop music. It's honestly some of the only music that we listen to in the current store is hip hop music. We love hip hop at Red Earl.
Right, and with that said, I gave you an assignment before you arrived here, to give your personal Mount Rushmore of hip hop solo artists. Now, you're always going to have an eclectic mix of things. So I want you to just go down. You ready for this one?
I'm ready. I
see a paper here.
No, so honestly, there's no paper that I like. But no pencil, I actually did. I did think about it. You told me that, and I was like, I'm gonna sit.
Full of
yeah,
you.
No, I was like, I'm not just gonna come in here and just be like, okay, boom, okay, this guy. Is, right. You know? So I thought about it for a little bit.
Okay.
I understand it might be kind of controversial.
That's what we like around here. This is what we care about. This whole situation. Okay,
yeah.
So let's go.
So I'm going to name the four and then we can talk about them, you know?
Let's try to let him get through the four.
Yeah. So Nas
is
on there for sure.
Yep.
Slick Rick is on there for sure. I think Slick Rick's up there. Okay. I think Guru from Gangstar should be on there. I think that he's had a lot of great albums. I think he's had even that Jazzmatazz, all that stuff he did.
You
and then Moment of Truth.
Jazzmatazz.
I like Jazzmatazz, yeah. And then the last guy. Hold on. Look at this shirt. It's Kanye West.
Was there ever any surprise?
Put him on there. That's the four. Yeah. I think it's Nas, Slick Rick, Guru, and Kanye West.
Okay, excuse
those are my four guys.
Surprising though is no MF Doom is on there.
MF Doom is not on
there. Did he not make it? He was like at the cusp, honorable mention. Or
I wanted. He was definitely. He was the next guy to go on there.
Okay.
And if you were to ask me like what my maybe like what's in my most frequently played stuff on my Spotify, Doom's probably up there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You just asked me that question. Mount Rushmore. Some guys had to get left off.
Wow. Okay.
You know.
So when you didn't want to put MF Doom in there, because I thought like your top two guys back in the day, what we talked about. Was MF Doom and Kanye. So Kanye's not surprised. But what took MF Doom out of it? Who was the guy to put in there that took MF Doom out of it?
MF Doom, he hasn't. So he's put out maybe one or two albums in the last 5 to 7 years. And they really haven't done it for me.
Okay.
Honestly, I think Nehruvian Doom and some other stuff he put out. And I was listening to it. And I was just like, I don't really know. It's like, honestly, not for me. I mean, but I guess to that same degree, like Slick Rick hasn't put out anything in a long time.
That is
so
correct.
I mean, but I mean, like, you gotta leave some people out and put some people on, you know. But
okay,
that's my list. You know,
so,
I really growing up like Guru, I really just like Gangstar. I really like Moment of Truth and all those guys, and like DJ Premier is like a great producer. He had some impact on Illmatic and some other stuff.
Yes,
so
correct. Yeah.
I mean, that's my list.
No, that's a great list.
Okay, what's your list? What are you guys? Who's on your
list?
Well,
I was gonna go and chime in because we're gonna go into let's have Jaylene start with this one because we have the age differential here. So so let's go into this. Jaylene, what did you think of that four? What is your take on those four artists?
I think those are respectable choices. And when you told me that you had asked him this question, yeah, I made me think about my own Mount Rushmore, and I think I'm
here. We go
caught, yeah, in between, because I feel like there's different eras. You always, yes, point this out. I know some of the old music, but I'm also very much a part of this new stuff that comes out. So I feel like when you said Kanye, I feel like he would be on a separate, if there were two Mount Rushmores, he would, okay, be on the second one for me. On my first one would,
what would be the first one?
First one, I had it written down.
I think you have this written down.
Yeah, okay. I have it.
Pull your notes out. Pull your notes out, yeah.
You see the young people. Let's pull this up.
I put Rakim, Biggie, Andre 3000, and I would, it was like,
what do you have? Rakim, Biggie, Andre, and then that's all you. That's all the three I got here.
So I like that list. I definitely support that list. And like, I thought about putting Andre 3000 on my list.
Yeah.
And the reason why I didn't put him on there was because he's never made a good solo album ever.
Yeah, I think that's what
He's never done it. He is the king of features. If you want to talk about who's like the godfather of the Mount Rushmore features, he's the guy. He's the number one guy. Because over the course of the last like 5-10 years, Andre's put on some amazing features. You know, but album.
Oh yeah,
I've never seen it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
Yeah.
But on the below us.
Yeah. What about bridging the gap between this? What would you say for this new era? What is your Mount Rushmore
for the new era?
Yeah.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh God, no.
Honestly, I think that Kanye West is still relevant in the new era.
I think that Kanye West,
and honestly, all the collaborations that he's doing with Tekashi 6ix9ine and some of these other guys he's working with, he's like, I'm not done. I still want to be relevant. So if you want to ask for my new age, I would say he's still on there.
I agree.
And then Lil Peep 3 times.
Are you serious right now?
Wow. Yep.
Where do you put it?
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I really.
I'm staying neutral in this one.
I don't really know. I mean, I don't really know any new, like, so new age. I'm thinking like, who's new age? Well, like, is like Kendrick Lamar new age?
I would say so.
Is J. Cole new age?
Yes.
Then those guys.
Okay.
Then those guys are on there.
So can you put them in a Rushmore? Is that suitable at this point in time in 2018 to put anybody new past 2010 in a Rushmore situation?
So I like J. Cole. Every time, so the last J. Cole album that I listened to, I thought it was really good.
Which one was that?
I don't even know the name of it. It's like something, count it up, motivate,
K-O-D.
Yeah, and the reason why that I don't count think he's, yeah, I think that he, some of the music on that album, to me, it sounds too similar. So if you listen to a couple of songs on there, it's like, count it up, motivate. And it's like, I listen to it and I'm like, there's a few songs to me that sound the same. Now, if you listen to somebody like Kanye West, who's like obviously my favorite artist, you know, I really like Kanye West. Like a lot of his music, he differentiates his music. Yeah. And when you listen to his music, you can listen to Yeezus, Life of Pablo, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and it's like, it's all different.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking bars, if you're just talking straight bars, let's go Kendrick. Let's go J. Cole. Let's talk those boys. But if you want to talk about musically, who was reinventing music and creating good, cool, different, unique, interesting music? Kanye.
Yeah.
All day. Every day to me.
We've talked about this.
No.
Kanye?
No. Not in that sense. Not in that sense. No, in the sense from the aspect of creating and making new music.
I'm gonna have to agree.
Yes.
No, I'm gonna have to agree because he's always trying to be different.
Yeah, he's always trying to be different.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, sure, it's not gonna agree with everyone.
Yeah.
But it's trying to be different. And isn't that the whole basis of hip hop from the beginning?
That was the knock on Jay-Z for a while. Is Jay-Z, everyone was like, oh, all these albums sound the same. People were saying that about Jay-Z for years. He never reinvented himself. And then people are going to say, talk shit about Kanye because he wants to reinvent himself.
Yeah.
You know?
No, exactly.
People are going to agree with it. Kanye's song, Lil Pump. You think that's...
It's interesting.
It's catchy. I mean, but it's juvenile.
Yeah, it's juvenile.
Kanye
juvenile.
Right now is old man in the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old man in the club.
Yeah.
That's Eminem.
But oh, my God, yeah. No.
So,
no,
has anybody listened to the album Kids See Ghosts?
Yeah.
Do you guys think it's good? Anybody think it's good? I think it's fantastic. I think it's great. I think it's a great album. Musically, I think it's great.
I appreciate where you're coming from because that's what we need to look at is like
we have to look at what's being different. We're looking at a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff likes to stay the same, and then they go up with one trend and they stick with that one trend. Kind of never sticks with a trend. If we look at back in like 98 to now, it sounds nothing like 98.
Yeah.
Put them, Get Them High. Listen to the song Get Them High with Kanye and Common. That has nothing to do with the song Little Pump right now. That's how you can see that this guy is just an evolution of stuff. Sure, he's crazy, says whatever, whatever. But it's just, he is different.
Yeah.
He's the epitome of what a guy should do.
Yeah.
Granted, not people are going to agree, but it's and he's crazy, but it's different.
He's super crazy right now.
Yeah, so obviously, you guys know that at this point, I like Kanye West. My girlfriend, she's sitting over here, and she doesn't like Kanye West that much, you know. So we're listening to that song "Kids See Ghosts" the other day, you know, and that song came on "Kids See Ghosts Sometimes," "Kids See Ghosts Sometimes," and then she out of nowhere she says, "Kids don't see ghosts." She was like, "Narcissists with opioid addictions do." And honestly, I love my girlfriend very much. I love her so much. But like, there was a moment I just like didn't even know what to say. I think I gave her a high five, and I was like, "Hell yeah, honey!
We're gonna start a good burn. We're starting a new segment, the line of the night." And I think you got the line of the night. That's the best line of the night.
Yeah. When she said that, I was like, "Oh yeah." I was like, "Okay, all right."
Wow. But, I'll take
it. Wow. Okay.
Don't worry about Drake.
Drake Drake's not a rapper. He's a pop entertainer.
Star. He's a pop star.
Yeah, Drake's not a rapper. He's the entertainer.
He's evolved into a pop artist.
So Drake, Ludacris, whatever. All these guys, they're entertainers. They're not rappers. Eminem has the ability to put together bars like anybody else, but he's not the best rapper. Skill wise, maybe like he's the best. Maybe he's the guy in the gym that can bench the most, but it doesn't make him the best athlete. The best player on the court, you know? Yeah.
Is your Eminem?
Yeah. I like your sound.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Eminem. Yeah, Eminem's like the best. Like, he can put together the most complex bars out of anybody, but like, is he the best rapper? What is he saying? You have to sit down and you have to get a goddamn dictionary out to understand him. And you have to sit down and write it down and put it on pause and rewind it. What did he say? What did he mean?
He's a dictionary bully.
Yeah.
Well, bottom line is this: there ain't nobody listening from beginning to end on Eminem album.
Bottom line, I like it. But this being said, I like Kamikaze. Yeah.
You listen to the entire album.
Yeah,
I listen to the album. You could drive from here to Waianae.
I would never drive to Waianae.
Skip us a good answer. But I kind of baited you in.
As well. But no one is going. Exactly. I don't go past Kalihi.
How fast Western stop?
So I'm just saying, as far as entertainment value, if you had to pick one album that you listen to if you're driving in the car without trying to skip the songs, how would you listen to a Kanye album over an Eminem album just for the comedy, just for the entertainment, for just not knowing what's going to happen next, just for the weirdness of it, as a part of this Eminem album that's just this old guy just being like, okay, you know, screw everybody, I'm going to go come after everyone.
I mean,
for entertainment value here. This isn't music supposed to be fun.
I thought Killshot had entertainment value. I let Killshot and the whole Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly diss.
Okay, so yeah, what's your thoughts on that? Let's go with.
Honestly, I thought that like the Machine Gun Kelly diss was like, okay, it was whatever, you know. Yeah. But like, I thought the Eminem diss was better. I thought it was better. Amen. I mean, it was like almost like it was one of those things where people were like, "Who is Eminem even dissing?"
So was that the longest you ever listened to an MGK song? Was that-
Ballad
question. Yeah.
Of all time.
Ballad,
I mean, really, like,
yeah.
Is anyone listening to an MGK song?
Song you ever made.
Yeah. Well, so right. Eminem said it in his thing. He said, "I had to give you a career to destroy it." He said it in the actual thing, and that's totally true. You know? He said, "I had to give you a career to destroy it." And like, no one knew who MGK was.
Exactly. Exactly. So you also mentioned before you came on today that you had some, you're making some statements regarding the current rappers. Was any other statements that we have not covered yet that you want to say?
Oh, so he was talking about Drake earlier over there.
Here we go.
And then one of them was about like, so I always do this thing where like my employees at my restaurant, they like certain rappers and they'll put on certain rappers and stuff, you know? And they'll always know that I'm outspoken and opinionated about certain hip hop artists and stuff. So they'll always ask me how I feel about them. They'll put them on and they'll be like, "How do you feel about Ludacris?" And I'll be like, "Ludacris isn't a rapper." Ludacris is like he's an entertainer, you know, and he's a punchline guy. And like, he's like, has good songs and I'll listen to him all day, but he's not a rapper.
And then what do they
what,
say?
What do you define as a rapper? Then? Wow.
Controversial statement.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's controversial.
Isn't this great, everyone? See?
Yeah.
This is, we're every Tuesday night, everyone.
Really?
Okay.
Drake is not a rapper to you. I can
everyone.
Also,
yeah, and then I have.
Drake is not a rapper to you. Ludacris is not a rapper to you.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, you guys can tell me that you feel differently, and I would say
course,
I respect
but I just,
it.
I want to get to, like, okay, if you don't consider Ludacris a rapper, like, what.
He's just he's an entertainer. He's like he's like so I think of a rapper, I think of like Big L on the mic. Spitting it. Right. Like,
shout
like,
out Jonah
like,
Hill.
You know? Uh-huh. Yeah. That's like I don't think of Ludacris.
Yeah, no,
like imagine this. Imagine Ludacris in a hip hop cipher.
Right.
Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Yeah, he would just yell Luda 30 times.
He would get
oh my god.
Shatter new
Ludacris.
So you can see Drake in a cipher?
No, that's what I'm really? Saying. They're both the same. Like Drake and Ludacris could they're be cousins. Stars.
No, I. You know what? I gotta agree.
I disagree with you.
They're
not
okay.
Battle rhymers.
That's fine. I love your sandwiches, but that's fine.
It's okay. Fine. I mean,
so I mean, here for,
honestly,
here
can
for.
You see Ludacris or Drake in a battle cipher with the likes of a Big L? Is that what you're saying?
I would just love to see Big L against Ludacris in a hip hop cipher.
Well, that's you think Kanye will fare well in that kind of
well,
setting?
So musically, really Kanye so. Surpasses all of them so much that I'll maybe forgive him for his lack of
in
bars.
A cipher, though, you don't have all that.
You
stuff.
Don't.
He's a producer.
Once
the
again,
boy
we're
can
here
produce,
every Tuesday
whatever.
Night.
I'm wearing a Yeezus shirt. Come on.
Yeah, shoot.
The hell do you guys expect?
It's like the fifth reference. This is fantastic. I love this.
Kanye West. Is he a rapper to you?
Yeah, he's like my favorite artist. So who's your favorite artist of all time?
Favorite artist?
Yeah, just like artist. Like you can say the Beatles. You can say Pink Floyd. You can say Chamillionaire.
That's
you can say whatever
one.
You want.
That's a very tough one. Artist overall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oof. I really can't answer that. That's a great question.
Yeah, so I have my answer.
Yes, you have your answer.
Well,
you know what? I gotta give you respect on that. Because I can't think of one.
Aaron's gotta be Black Star.
No. hell to the no.
Wow, that's a great
artist.
Question.
Artist.
That's my
Jaylene, you gotta chime in on that. What do you have a favorite artist of all time? That's a very tough question.
It is a hard question.
Because you have a lot
of things.
It's like what's your favorite movie? That's a hard question
to
answer. What's your favorite movie?
It's artistry. You
right.
know, it's
why?
Not
because
just, it's the production, it's
exactly.
the everything, it's the full
and you have
picture.
A lot of stuff to look at. If you listen to music and you listen to a lot of it, it's hard to figure
yeah.
out. To pinpoint, okay, the
yeah,
number
which
one guy.
Yeah, it's hard. It's
so
hard.
Much.
Yes.
That's tough to do. That's
it's hard.
Course. Yeah, I give
Aaron.
You respect.
What's that?
Kanye,
are you
Kanye,
serious?
Yeah.
You just asked this question?
Yeah.
He's literally declared.
Excuse
that's
me,
Kanye.
He's been saying Kanye for the last, like, 10, 20 minutes.
No, he didn't answer, but he said he knew it.
He's wearing his shirt, as he mentioned.
I actually pointed to the shirt.
Justin, who do you like?
It makes sense. It makes sense, though.
Aaron, give me your top five. You got to have a top five.
No, it makes sense, because
excuse me, Jaynaz has checked out of the show.
No, Chance said
he had two majors.
No, Chance said in Joe Budden's podcast that Kanye's thinking he wants to solidify his name for 300 years to come, and so that's why he's very, you know, diverse in what he's doing. So he's not just doing one thing. He's, you know, that's why he said artist, right?
Yeah.
Because he's a producer. He's rapper. He can go into the club, you know, his shoes. Multiple things that he's doing, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I don't own a pair of Yeezy. I would never buy a pair of Yeezy shoes.
Oh,
I think that people like them and they're cool, you know.
Once again, you can catch Jane Ads at CrossFit Zeus if you want to hear more.
Shameless plug.
Of these interesting comments.
Who's listening to Joe Budden?
I listen to the Joe Budden podcast.
No,
it's
a fun.
It's pretty good.
Once again, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's entertainment.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Bottom line, I tell you what.
I love academics.
This is fantastic. Great statements.
Great.
You came up with the all time artist. That's a great thing that I can.
How do you guys
with.
Feel about E-40? You guys like
E-40? E-40, man.
Wow, that's a great switch to.
Right.
Wow. E-40.
Are you
he is a legend.
No, I'm going to say something very bad about E40.
Oh,
wow.
Right?
Let's go.
He's like, let's hear your opinion on
No. Okay, real last one before we before we cut it out. Okay, let's go. Before we end it, sir.
So one of my employees, she plays E40 all the time, you know, and she was like, "Oh, do you like E40?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I used to listen to E40 once." And I was like, that was the summer going into second grade.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
When I was at, when I, because his yeah, bars, dog. His yeah. bars, they're so elementary. He's like a 3 year old. Oh, his yeah. bars. What is he saying?
No, he goes bar by bar. Like he says a little bar and then he
yeah, and it's
he
just
drinks a little more Henny and then he sits yeah. at the bar. That's all he does.
So we talked about the Mount Rushmore and then those are my two bold opinions yep. about rappers, yep. E-40 and Ludacris.
Okay,
E-40 is a second grader and Ludacris is an entertainer.
And so he's a racer.
So this concludes our very first live show at Highbrow Room. It couldn't have gone any better with what an ending, huh? Wow. So, yeah, to sum it up, Justin B. Moore.
Thank you.
Very good stuff, brother.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Unreal.
No problem.
Thank you very much. And to sum it up, what did we learn from this evening? We tried. All right, Jaylene, any closing moments?
Anything to say?
No.
Okay.
That's thank, it. You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Flabbergasted. That's about
thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
I take all this in. I can't believe what was said, but
it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of information
well,
to take in.
Absorb it, and we'll figure this out next week. So
big up.
You know what? You can go and talk to him off camera because I'm done. So I'll see you guys. Jaylene will see us. We'll all see you guys back next week. Next week, Tuesday it is. There you go. Shout out Sky Cameron. Shout out to Jay Nads. Shout out to shout out Hideo.
Hideo!
Everybody, shout out to our sponsors. Square Barrels, Earl Kai McKee, this gentleman to the left of me. We got Honolulu Club, 7th Floor, Hawaii. Honolulu.
CrossFit
Oahu is here. I tell you, anybody wants to learn how to snatch? Let's get out of here. Let's go. Sleep time's over.
That's it.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.